The Halcyon Network, your home for all the television shows you've already seen dozens and dozens of times. Remember when life was simple and you were happy?
The Professor and Marianne. The end of the Civil War was...
You ready?
You ready? You ready?
Hold on, popcorn's almost finished. It's Jiffy Pop.
The magic treat,
as much fun to make as it is to eat.
This is awesome. I used to watch this show every day after school when my dad was at work and my mom was in her room drunk. It's the same at your house, right?
No, it was just me and my mom. She went to work while she was drunk.
This show was the only thing that got me through my childhood. I can't believe it's being shown on...
The Halcyon Network, where we bring your past into the present, which will soon be the future, and eventually, your past once again. Coming up next, everybody's favorite doctor is making a house call.
It's time for the Dr. Dumpy Show. Come on, kids. Let's all go, we'll have some fun. I'm sure you know it's time for the Dr. Dumpy Show.
Hello, kids, it's your old friend Dr. Dumpy here for another hour of frolicking fun. Now, kids, remember it's Sweeps Week. Today in our show, we'll be giving out a Dumpy bag to a lucky audience member who wins today's contest. We'll also have cartoons and a special appearance by Dumbo, the funny little clown.
But first, here's a couple of messages from our sponsors, Clackers and the Seymour Safely Ophthalmology Surgery Clinic.
See the scar? Yeah, that's from my first clacker.
My brother lost both his eyes because of those. We couldn't stop laughing.
Hey, kids. Did you get some clacky shrapnels stuck in your eyeball? Nah, don't worry. Dr. Seymour will take care of you.
Hold still, damn your eyes. You're just making it worse. There. Now you're one of God's special children. You can run a commercial like that these days. It wouldn't be politically correct.
Welcome back, kids, and remember, when Dr. Dumpy needs a refreshing break, he always reaches for a pack of Winston cigarettes. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, everybody, look who it is. It's Wilbur the Wildebeest. What's gnu with you?
Oh, Dr. Dumpy, I'm so worried.
What are you worried about now, Wilbur?
Oh, I'm worried about the House on American Activities Committee. I don't want to be blacklisted. I have a mortgage.
Well, Wilbur, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
I can't help it. I'm so worried about McCarthy.
Joe McCarthy?
No, Charlie McCarthy. He's a snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about, Wilbur. Speaking of worrying, kids, I only hope that Wilbur doesn't drop Titleist golf balls on my head today.
No, oh, I'm over that now, Dumpy. I've been seeing a counselor twice a week. He says my need to drop golf balls on your head is the result of a childhood injury.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, I fell from my crib. Like when Titleist golf balls fall on your head. Got her bonzo beans! Goodbye, Dr. Dumpy! I have to go change my pants!
Stay tuned, kids. The Dr. Dumpy Show will be back after these messages.
If you play golf, you're probably an entitled guy, like me.
Nice mashy niblick.
That's why I only use Titleist brand golf balls. They're white. Like me.
Nice shaft, Bill. On your four iron, that is.
Whoa, Nelly! Looks like another hole-in-one.
Make sure you plant your flag in the hole.
I swear to God, I'm gonna kill that stupid wildebeest.
You know it's just a puppet, right?
And no more friggin' golf balls. I told you, stop buying those god... Oh, we're back on?
The Dr. Dumpy Show is back, and now it's time for the Flintstones cartoon.
Sure is a beautiful day, Bon.
You got that right, Fred.
It's a shame the girls had to work so hard.
Hand me a Winston, Fred. Ah, smooth and refreshing. Say, you going to the rock concert later tonight?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss Match Rocks 20, Sandy Duncan, Igneous Pop, Micah Bolton, Crystal Shale, Dolomite, and Cole Porter.
Okay, Fred, I think they got it. The puns.
I forgot the Rolling Stones.
Bam, bam, bam.
The hell is wrong with your kid there, Bon?
Remember when you took him outside on that sunny day and shook him vigorously?
Ah, the old shake and bake.
I always thought it was strange that Barney and Betty named him Bam Bam. I mean, before he sustained his injury.
It is very suspicious.
Bam Bam, Bam Bam. Bam, bam.
Why not give him a cigarette, Bon? That'll calm him down.
Sure, Fred. But not just any cigarette. These are Winstons. They're smooth and refreshing. Anyway, he was trying to tell us that there's a pack of raptors roaming the neighborhood.
Look, they're eating little Bam Bam.
It's a shame he didn't get a chance to finish his Winston.
Tastes good like a cigarette should. Eh, it's a living.
Have you given any thought to where your rotting corpse will spend eternity?
Oh, these nostalgia channels always have adult-themed commercials. Fast forward, please.
So, you're in the mood for romance, but there's an insufficient blood flow to your vas deferens.
With our new line of adult diapers, you can live an active lifestyle and not worry about the constant flow of waste products.
And don't forget our sexy new line of edible adult underwear featuring new flavors like Pepto-Bismol, Kaopactate, and Milk of Magnesia.
Side effects of this medication include nausea, dizziness, shortness of breath, aneurysms, diabetes, cancer, hair loss, voices in your head, decreased vision, inability to digest food, nonstop projectile vomiting, satanic possession, torment by demons, a runny nose.
Have you ever considered the benefits of a reverse mortgage? Not many people have. However, if you suffer from incontinence, why not try our new line of adult diapers?
I was right in the middle of giving the most important presentation of my life, and all of a sudden, I just exploded in
Hey, kids, we're back! And now it's time to choose a lucky audience member to receive a dumpy bag. We've chosen three kids who will go head-to-head, to see lift that Klieg light over there. Why not? Please welcome to the stage Ricky Thoyer, Sergio Placido, and Rebecca Royalson.
God, I always dreamed of winning a dumpy bag. They had everything I craved. Candy cigarettes, clackers, golf balls, real cigarettes, Twinkies, ho-hos, ding-dongs, snowballs, insulin shots.
Oh, Ricky, sorry, but you don't get a dumpy bag. Sergio, it's your turn. You think these migrant kids would be a little tougher, wouldn't you? Come on, Sergio. Pretend it's a big head of lettuce. Hey, not cool, man.
No, it's okay. Racism was still funny when the show was made.
Would you believe it? The girl lifted it.
Yeah, it looks like she's got a future in the LPGA. Yay.
Oh, kids, look, it's Dumbo, the funny little clown.
Yeah, hi, is Dumpy.
What do you have for us today, Dumbo?
Well, Dumpies, I thought I'd teach the childrens here Something useful. A little math, maybe.
How about it, kids? Ready for some homework?
I'd like to show the little orphinks how to calculate the vig on an off-track bet.
Dumbo, I don't know if that's appropriate for...
Very simple. There's this guy, see, whose name is, Bumpy, let's say. Yeah, Bumpy's, okay? Could be doctor, who knows. He leaves his house at 3 in the afternoon, and he goes to his bookies. He puts down a C-spot on Ranger in the fourth, as well as Jefferson on the long shot. Night of horse shows or places. So, how much vig does Bumpy's owe?
I'm sure I wouldn't know, Dumbo.
Well, it's like this, see? There's a 20% over round on the vig at 16 and 2/3%. See, it's very simple. V equals 0 over 1 plus 0, and 0 equals V over 1 minus V. As you can see, there's a total of 400 clams owed by 8:30 tonight.
What if this, Bumpy doesn't have the money to cover the vig? Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Well, then it's like this. That's Dumpy's leg snapping.
You mean Bumpy, don't you?
Whatever. Anyways, Bumpy's, I'll see yous later tonight. I'm on my way of a taping of Hogan's Heroes. I love that Bob Crane. I love that Bob Crane. I love that Bob Crane.
Dumbo, the funny little clown, boys and girls.
What? Wait, what are you doing? I was watching that.
Sorry, I thought I heard the doorbell.
Yeah, I got a deliveries here for, Mike. Someone named Mike. It's a Dumpy bag. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I finally got my very own Dumpy bag. Wait, what? Why is it on fire?
Well, hurry up and step on it. The flames are spreading.
I'm so... damn happy.
This has been a Plastic Cactus podcast written and performed by Terry Owen and Mike Sterner with special guests Bridget Thumb and Nancy Stanley. Thank you for listening.